Good morning.
Now, what have you been driving recently?
I've been driving the 2016 Jaguar XFS, which is kind of their mid-sized car. I guess if it were a non-premium car, it'd be like a Camry.
Right.
But since it is a premium car, it'd be more like an Audi A6 or a Mercedes-Benz E-Class or a Lexus GS, that kind of thing.
That doesn't sound like a Jag. That sounds like a family sedan.
Well, it is a family sedan. Well, it's a family sports sedan. Well, it can be just a family sedan, too. If you put it in sport mode, it becomes a very nice family sports sedan. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of a stealth rocket, you know. You can be driving along. Especially this one is white. It looks like a big Tylenol capsule. you know, it just blends into the traffic, although it's stately enough that I've noticed that it does get a lot of stares.
Right.
Not that that's necessarily what you want, but you know, but it just drives beautifully, and well, it comes with a 3-liter V6 supercharged engine, about 380 horsepower, so that's plenty.
Wow.
And all-wheel drive in this version. There are different versions. There's the Premium, the Prestige, the XFR Sport, which I kind of wish I had.
Yeah.
But this XFS is a nice compromise to them between performance and just luxury, and it's beautifully laid out. It's got a really nice interior, comfortable seats. I mean, I drove from Indianapolis up here to Kingsville yesterday, but a 6-hour trip on the road, and you know, never got tired. I in fact, the navigation system in it, because I don't usually really need a navigation system when I'm at home because I know where I'm going. But
right.
Driving to Indianapolis and that, I didn't have a clue. And this thing, it's very slow and ponderous to program. But once you finish that, you're driving down, it even shows you the signs that you're seeing on the freeway ahead of you, and it grays out the ones that you don't want and points you to the ones that you do want. It works really, really well. It even took us around traffic jams and construction.
Wow. So how much is this car worth?
Well, the base model of this, the S version, starts at $72,900.
Jeez.
And, of course, it had a bunch of options on it. It's because the Connect Pack, which is, you know, the connectivity and all that. And then the Comforts and Convenience Pack, which would be the power seats and the memory and all that kind of thing. 20-inch wheels and the navigation system was at $600, while the wheels at $700. And it has one option that I would not. Last time we talked about a Jaguar, it was the same thing. It has this heated front windshield.
Right.
And that really rubbed me the wrong way. It's summer and I don't really need it. But B, you can see this very, very thin lattice work of wires in the windshield. And once when you first get in, you don't really notice it. But once you've noticed it, of course, you always notice it.
Right.
And at night, it kind of tends to diffuse the street lights and the headlights and that. That really rubs me the wrong way. So there, save the $350 there and only spend $77.4.
Fair enough. Now, where did you say you were driving from?
I was driving from Indianapolis.
What on earth was in Indianapolis over the past long weekend in the United States?
The 100th running of the Indy 500.
Jeez.
Boy, what an event. I had never been before. I've always been a fan of the IndyCar series. And this was, well, if I had a bucket list, that would have been it. And it was just great. It was the first time they sold out the facility in about 20 years, so there were... I was there with a friend that I traveled with, plus 350,000 of my other closest friends, and it was just bedlam. But what an experience. Just incredible.
All right, that's awesome. That's our car crasher, Jim Bray, acting like a kid again. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.